This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on Khodabakhsh, K-H-O-D-A-B-A-K-H-S-H. First name, Siavash, S-I-A-B-A-S-H. The date of evaluation, January 2nd, 2024. Data follow-up evaluation, January 21, 2025. The chief complaint, dizziness. The HBI. The patient is a 70-year-old male who was initially evaluated in the office in January 2nd, 2024 with symptoms of dizziness, period. He had previously been evaluated at Aldabase Medical Center. Their workup was unremarkable, period. The patient had presented with ongoing dizziness and was referred for echocardiogram and VO patch testing, period. He further underwent tilt table test, period. These were all noted to be unremarkable, period. The patient presents today with history of abnormal EKG. He is anticipated to have surgery at the C4-5 level, period. He was evaluated by the surgeon, but noted to have an abnormal EKG. The patient was subsequently referred for evaluation, period. He denies any exertional chest pain, period. He reports occasional shortness of breath, which he attributes to weight gain. The past medical history includes that of palpitations / dizziness, neck number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history unremarkable, the medications, atorvastatin 40 milligrams 1 hs, allergies, none on drug allergies, the additional medications include metformin 500 milligrams, 1 BID, the allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, mother had high blood pressure, social history, he reports prior history of cigarette smoking and alcohol use, but denies drug use. The review of system, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 144/81, pulse 71, respiratory rate 18, height 6, correction, height is 61 inches, weight 197.4 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in awe to distress. Data review, ECT demonstrates sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute. There is incomplete right bundle branch block, period. There is prolonged PR interval at 24.8 milliseconds, period. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male who is anticipated to have surgery C4-C5 level, period. He has mildly abnormal EKG, period. However, he is asymptomatic and that he has no symptoms of chest pain or apnea, PND, or exertional symptoms of the large area. The patient does have history of hypercholesterolemia, and he is noted to be on metformin, period. He is otherwise thought to be clinically stable for his procedure. No additional interventions required at this time. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.